Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said when you laugh at something that happens to somebody else, that's a sense of humor. If it happens to you, that's an outrage. We're happy to have this privilege of talking with you again today about the Word of God. Well, let's return to our study, and we've been talking about the simplicity of the New Testament church. We had the statement in 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 3 that there is simplicity in Christ. And we've talked about the simpleness of the creed governing the church. The creed we're talking about is the Word of God. And certainly the Bible is that which governs the activities of those who are children of God. It's not a human creed. It is not new in origin. It has been here ever since the church came into existence. And so it is the book that tells us of the way of salvation. Peter says in 1 Peter 4, verse 11, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. In 2 John 9, we're warned concerning transgressing and going beyond the doctrine of Christ. But if we abide in the doctrine of Christ, we have both the Father and the Son. To abide in His doctrine is to abide by the Word of God. So that's simple enough for us to understand. The Bible is the standard governing the church that Jesus built. All right, also, let's note that the organization of the church is very simple. We have some rather complex organizations in religious bodies about us today. Some churches have preachers over them, and the preacher is the head of those particular bodies. Some churches are organized under a synod or a group of men who tell them from a different area what they're to do, what not to do, and they are governed by those religious organizations. There are some who have within them organizations which the Bible just doesn't say anything about. You ever read anything about junior elders or junior deacons? You ever read about that in your Bible? It's not in the Bible. I'll save you some time. You don't even have to look it up. When people start talking about this organization, no wonder there's confusion, because it's not a Bible organization. Let me show you the simplicity of the organization that God had for His church. First of all, at the top, Christ is the head of the church. In Colossians 1 and verse 18, the Bible says, "And He is the head of the body of the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have preeminence." The word preeminence simply means the first position, the highest spot. Well, who has that highest spot? Christ is the head of the body. Now, if you were talking about your own physical body and your head, what relationship is there to your head and your body? Well, the head's overall, isn't it? The head determines what the body does. And the thought process that goes on in the head determines the action of the body. Well, that's the same organization the Lord has in regard to the church. Christ is the head of the church. And so what is done by the church is done under the direction of the head. In the Ephesians letter chapter 5 and verse 23, Paul tells husbands to love their wives even as Christ loved the church. The husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And so Christ is the head of the body, the church. Now you turn to Ephesians 1, 22 and 23, and you'll hear Paul saying, "And gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all." The church is the body, and Christ has been given to be the head over the church or the body. That just simply means that no one else has that right. No one else is the head of the church. Christ is the head, And God gave preeminence to his Son in that he gave him to be head over all things to the church. Now the question comes to mind, and we hear people grappling with this even today, when they say, well, Christ is not here. Christ died and returned to heaven. How could he be the head over the church? And so we have what are commonly called the vicars for Christ, those who stand in his place and do his bidding for him here on the earth, since Christ isn't here. Well, does the Bible tell us of such an arrangement? My friends, the Lord still is head of the church. When a human head is appointed to the work God gave to his Son, that takes away from his preeminence. And it's a violation of Bible teaching. We don't have any human head to the church. Christ is the head of the church. When we recognize that, we wonder, how does Christ govern his church? Well, look at John 12:48-49. Jesus said, "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my word hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." Then in verse 49, Jesus said, "I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me commandment what I should say and what I should speak." Now, in other words, Jesus said, what I'm saying came from God. What I say to you is what God has said. Now, what if you reject what I've said? Then you have one that judges you. You'll face those words in the day of judgment. Do we still have the Bible, the Word of God, the words of Christ? Yes. Well, how does Christ then govern the church? Well, he does it by his word, doesn't he? When I read the Bible, I learn what Christ wants his church to do and what he authorizes for the church to do. So when a question of worship comes up, the question is, what can I do in worship to him? Well, I turn to my Bible and I find, what did Christ authorize for the church to do? And so in the Colossian letter, chapter 3 and verse 17, I read this, "All things whatsoever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." When he says, in the name of the Lord Jesus, he's saying, by the authority of Jesus. So when we, on the first day of the week, assemble together for our worship to God, and we commune on the first day of the week, we do so by the authority of Christ. When we take a collection on the first day of the week, we do so by the authority of Christ. When we sing and pray, we do so by Christ's authority. Is Christ still the head of the church? Yes, indeed. We do appreciate your being with us today. Ask you to listen again tomorrow and remind you that it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.